Lesson 87. Talking about an accident.
I think speed cameras should be used to catch speeding motorists. As we all know, speeding causes accidents. Speed cameras reduce the number of road accidents by penalizing drivers who drive dangerously. I believe it is very effective.
But I don't think so. Speed is very rarely the cause of accidents. Other factors such as drunk driving, bad road conditions, and poor driving skills all play a part. Tackling these other factors would therefore do more to reduce accidents than speed cameras.
I agree with you to some extent. Speed may not be the only factor in causing road accidents, but it is a critical factor in how bad accidents are. Even small changes in speed can be effective in preventing deaths and reducing injuries.
This might be true of suburban streets, where the difference between 20 miles per hour and 40 miles per hour makes a huge difference, but it is not true of the faster main roads where almost all speed cameras are positioned. On these roads, the speed limits are already high enough to make accidents deadly.
I can't agree with you. The speed limit is a law, and the law should be obeyed. You may believe you can drive safely above the speed limit, but there are other road users, too.
But we have to admit that cameras are not always sensitive to context. The speed limit is a guide to drivers of the maximum safe speed, but circumstances vary. Promoting and enforcing one set speed in all circumstances is irresponsible. Furthermore, speed cameras are sometimes inaccurate and prone to errors, often catching drivers who have been observing the speed limit.
Although speed cameras may occasionally suffer technical problems, the technology is thoroughly tested and reliable, and this is not an argument for scrapping cameras.
But don't you think speed cameras would create dangerous driving, as drivers often brake suddenly when they see a camera, and then speed up again once they are past it? This makes accidents more likely, not less.
Placing signs warning of speed cameras on a stretch of road, but hiding the actual cameras, can avoid drivers suddenly changing speed. Over time, as drivers become used to observing speed limits more carefully, this will be reflected in safer driving all the time, not just when cameras are present. Moreover, speed cameras are cost-effective, as they take highly paid police officers off traffic duty, allowing them to do more important things.
Removing police officers from traffic duty is bad, as skilled officers are much more able to detect and deal with dangerous driving than insensitive cameras, which will miss any driving offenses committed below the speed limit. So, I really believe speed cameras are a bad idea.